Colin Firth is our guest. On the show this morning.
Morning.
Colin.
Good morning. Yeah, that clap was the first sign of the excitement that I've said that you created. They obviously hide it very, very well.
Playing it cool.
Did you not notice the girls on reception when you came in?
I did. I noticed them. I just didn't think they noticed me.
Not since Christopher Biggins was on a couple of weeks ago. Trust me, you might want to use the back entrance when you leave,
so to speak.
You've got a new film coming out, which is called Where the Truth Lies.
That's right.
I've heard that it's very rude.
It's a bit rude, yes.
Is it essential to the plot, though?
Well, it's the entire plot, I think, really. And believe me, if we could have got rid of rudeness, we would have done, because we had a very rough ride in America because of this. They have something called the NC-17 rating over there, which basically means thousands of movie theatres won't screen it. Maybe Blockbuster won't put it on their shelves because it's so rude that it's going to offend the masses. And the director spent most of the summer trying to chop out the bits and pieces, the offending bits and pieces, like one thrust less or maybe one nipple less, because they tend to add it up like that, you know.
The nipple count and the thrust count. Do they have a nipple table of...
They do. Well, quite often you get sort of horse trading. I know that in the past when I've done English television and we have to sell it to America, they basically, they'll negotiate how many buttocks you're allowed versus how many uses of the word damn.
Right, it's like just a normal weekend for you, ain't it?
I'll raise you two nipples, you can have one buttock and one dam, and then you know, they come back. And eventually you come to an agreement.
But it is a whodunit, isn't it, essentially?
Yeah, it's basically, it's a lot of things, really. I mean, the whodunit is a kind of structure on which we're hanging a psychological drama.
So back to the nakedness.
Didn't take you long, did it?
No, because Colin Firth stars with Kevin Bacon. Now, I imagine if you're buddying up with a guy in a movie, you get quite friendly and quite close anyway. But you have quite a few naked scenes together.
It's very hard to discuss the actual scene without giving too much away about the film, because
yeah.
This is about
and
a
this is a family show.
Unless Kevin doesn't appreciate bacon sandwich jokes. So dropping your robe isn't necessarily the worst thing you have to do of a morning, really. I mean, it's not the great... You know, you have breakfast with someone, how do you do with the bad traffic on the M4? Oh, I'm naked, you know. But you get over it, and...
That's what we do on the show.
Do you do that?
Bad traffic on the M4, it's 8:15, and I'm naked, and my clothes...
It's the radio, why not?
Yeah, well, I often think that it's quite, I suppose, quite liberating.
The bond, it creates a special
bond. You're yet
bond.
To be persuaded on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, well, I know you have...
I didn't think you were going to be naked now, and
no,
it's been
well,
a bit of a shock.
I'll tell you why, because it's all the female attention has been diverted to you when you arrived. I thought I was about to try and do something, so I've come to work naked.
And how's it going?
Well, nothing. Rubbish.
I've only just noticed.
No one's noticed at all. Why is that?
Good, we've got a new movie out, Where the Truth Lies. Is Kevin coming over for the premiere of that as well, Kevin Bacon?
Well, it's sort of had its premiere, really. It was the London Film Festival, and he was here, and I wasn't.
Right.
I was doing something else at the time, so we've taken it in shifts to, you know...
You two not getting on?
...carry the torch. No, it all... I mean, you saw how close we got. We got burned.
Yeah. He never rings, he never writes.
At one point, we read that you were favourite to play James Bond. Was that true?
I read that as well, yeah. I mean, you can never believe what you read, really, can you? It's been going on for years, that. I mean, I usually be on lists.
Yeah.
But that's always been someone's speculation, because I've never been approached by the people who count in
yeah.
these matters.
Would you like to have done that?
Well, no, absolutely. Wouldn't have touched it with a barge pole. No. My answer was different last year.
Never wanted it.
I honestly don't know. I think most actors don't really know how they would feel about that until the opportunity actually presented itself in reality, because you don't... Is it a poison chalice, or is it the best thing that ever happened? I don't know.
I just think it's odd, because although it keeps you in work for a few years, and you get a lot of money, it is kind of a terrible part. It's a rub. I mean, from an acting point of view, it's a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to comment. I think it's...
You can, though. It's gone. You're not going to...
I think they're trying to take it in a bit of a different direction. I don't quite know what that is. I think they want to give it a bit more substance and make it a bit more of the serious spy thriller or something. And I think it probably does need a bit of a shake-up. And it's funny, the institution's bigger than the actual reality of the films, isn't it? I
mean, sometimes you get disappointed when you actually see it.
Yeah, the actual film can be pretty banal.
Has Darcy at all been a poisoned chalice to you?
I'll let you know on my deathbed. I don't really know.
Can you give me a Darcy stare?
In the last 24 hours, no, I can't.
Make me shake.
No, it's all the magic's gone, and I'm too old and jaded. I can't do it. I can't. I wouldn't be able to do it to save my life. I can't do. If I had a wet shirt, Darcy stare, you'd laugh.
You play one half of a double act, don't you?
I do.
I've got a quick quiz that I've just worked out for you.
You just worked it out.
Yeah. I will be.
Does that mean it's rubbish?
This is where it all breaks.
I think that's that's a banker.
Yeah.
You've got to give me the first names of these legendary comedy duos.
Right, I've already lost.
French and Saunders.
Dawn and Jennifer.
Little and Large.
Don't know.
Ed. Eddie Large and
Rod.
Rod Little.
Bob.
Bob Little.
Sidden.
Sid Little.
I don't know.
Cannon and Ball.
No.
Tommy Cannon and Bobby.
You're wasting Colin's time.
No. Okay, one more.
One more.
Terry and June. Hang on, they're first names. They are
it. And Scott.
Oh,
I think you're in style.
You don't even know the rules of your own quiz.
Do you know what? I think we'll leave it there.
No, I want to ask if we can. You are known also for playing, you know, both in the Bridget Jones movies and in the old Pride and Prejudice, very romantic characters. And I just wanted to know if maybe you could teach Jamie a thing or two about wooing the ladies. But just saying, like, how many times should you take no for an answer? Because, you know, that happens to you quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, he doesn't. He's just done a quiz with about 18 no's from me. And he persisted.
Keep going. I think about 18 is about right.
Yeah. No, I think sheer persistence is the answer.
Keep working, because you wear them down after a while. After a while, you just can't, will you please come out with me? No. And then after a while, just to get, you know.
They don't actually, it's like sensory deprivation or something. It's like Guantanamo Bay. They don't know what they're saying yes or no.
It's the drip, drip, drip approach.
You're on your own, Jamie. Colin Firth, thank you for coming in. It's been a pleasure to meet you. Good luck with the movie.
Thank you. Thanks, Colin.